I heard lots of stories about when you started building your first boat because you had really hard circumstances back then. I don't remember them, of course, because I was only a baby or I didn't even exist. But I heard that the circumstances of getting the material, of purchasing anything which should go to the boat was really hard because of closed borders between countries and so on. What are the circumstances now? So is it much easier to build the boat nowadays? What major changes are there?
When I started my career, I was living behind the Iron Curtain. It was very difficult to move. Only once in 3 years we could pass the border, and we had only $50 to exchange. That was all the legal money I could spend. In spite of that, I had to go to Munich. That was the closest possibility for me to buy some inox screws, for example, and all the equipments which I needed. Later, I wanted to purchase some carbon fiber and Kevlar fiber for building my boat, not for the full boat, but for some special reinforcements. But I couldn't because it was a COCOM list and the trading companies didn't sell me any material. So that time was really a tough time and was difficult to do something. Now it is not comparable with that time because it's possible everything. So that material, the carbon fiber material, which was on the COCOM list, now is manufactured here in my country. And I can buy everything. If I want to have something which is manufactured in America, I send them an email, and a week later the good is here. So it is
Certainly, there is a globalized open market now.
absolutely. So it
Back
is.
then, how could you trick these strict rules or strict borders? How could you get your material?
Fortunately, in that time, I was a member of the Hungarian sailing team, and I was traveling all the time for race to race in Findingi class. On all the trips, all the racing trips, I could buy something. So that was the only way to move out. To be member of the Hungarian team, and I had a sport passport, and I could move. In spite of that, it was forbidden. That was really tough and difficult and slow in that time, and we had no money, no possibility, nothing. In spite of that, that boats were born, and was sailing, and was they were successful. But now it is not comparable. So it is, everything is much easier. All these goods are existing and possible to reach here. And on the other hand, which makes me very easy, nothing is easy, but easier to build this boat is that meantime a generation of tradesmen grew up. So now to build the boat, I'm not alone. In that time, I was doing myself everything. Now there is a lot of good tradesmen on the electronic side, on the composite side, on all the sides which is necessary, and I have a lot of good labor to help me. So much easier to build than was in 15 years ago, for example. This time everything is quicker, that the quality is much higher, at least the same quality like everybody makes in the world. We don't use, of course, the nanotechnologies in carbon fiber because it's on one side it's not allowed to use, and the other side is so expensive it's impossible to reach for us, but not necessary. Which is functionally necessary, as it's possible to reach here in my country, and we are doing it. That boat, which is under construction, I'm pretty sure will be competitive for the future. So this country at the moment provides me everything which I need. So that is why we call this Spirit of Hungary sailing project, because this is basically a Hungarian project. From the carbon fiber until the handmade, any kind of fittings made in here in Hungary. And the spirit is really Hungarian, my spirit and the partner spirit who helps me. So that is why I guess this is a correct name for the project.
This really is a huge difference then. So I guess you deserve these easier circumstances after all of those really hard times back then.
Some pessimistic people says nothing changed in the last 20 years, but it is very,
Not
very
true.
far not true. The changes are really fantastic, and now I can perform the same like anybody in the world.
It's also really impressive that you still have all those contacts from the old times, which which you created when you first started joining the ocean sailing world. Are these the same people nowadays who you cooperate with when you're trying to get all those
50% of the relationships are from the past, of course, because I had very good friends from that time. I appreciate them, their help and their friendship in that time, and I had the same back into my direction. But some of the contacts are really new and pure business contact, some of them good, some of them not as sympathetic. But I have to create new contacts because the technology is not the same like was before. For example, when I need a forged inox piece of raw material made a company which is a multinational company and I don't know anybody from them, I could order, I could build up a new relationship, and at last I have this piece. So, but the old relationships are working, all of them, especially for the fittings, the Vincis, the Harken company, and representing here in Europe, these people is a good friend of mine. The sailmaker in Austria, also a good friend. Most of the people didn't change. I really enjoy to pick up the old contacts and keep going now on this level. So the sales, for example, this is a very interesting story because I started to working together with Hubert Radaschol in Austria, and now his son is running the business, and the company, the sail loft, meantime, joined to the international Doyle family, and the sails, most of the sails are made in New Zealand, this kind of laminated, huge sails in one piece. Never had chance before to have this quality of sails. Now I have, and via these people I know since 20 years or more. So these kind of relationships are working, and I'm happy to have them. And on the other hand, I have to build up new relationships also.